Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
Hey, I'm Joe DiCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. We're back. We just did this yesterday. Awesome. Super happy to be here. Obviously, we talked yesterday about the Jair Alexander trade. And today, Howie Roseman does it again, like his 8,000th trade this season. Trade, but by far the most consequential one, actually giving up a real draft pick for a real potential high-end player. We'll see Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins, edge rusher. It's another kind of Jair Alexander-ish type of move in the sense that he's a guy who's been awesome when he plays. He's just really struggled to stay healthy and stay on the field. But, you know, you like the fact that Fangio was there with him for a year, so Vic knows him well. We've talked a lot about how involved is Vic in these trades and is how he just kind of going getting guys and Vic just can make it work or he can't. You have to assume the Jalen Phillips move that Vic was consulted on this one and was, you know, positive for it. So I think that's a really good sign. And look, you know, we talked about a lot coming into the deadline that, you know, you could look at the Eagles and really see three big areas of need. And one of them being offensive line depth, you know? So I think the two big areas of need were cornerback and edge rusher. And, you know, how he came away from this week, getting Jair Alexander and Michael Carter, who we talked about yesterday, are two dart throws. And I think, good ones with the, you know, potential. If one of the two works out, it's so massive for this team. And then gave up a real asset, a third round pick, to go get Jalen Phillips. And when you really think about the last few years of trade deadlines, I know that they haven't worked out for Howie as much as, you know, we had hoped in the moment with these trades, the Robert Quinns, the, you know, Jannard Avery's, the, all these type of moves. But if I'm not mistaken, and Tucker can check me on this, but I don't think he's given up a third round pick at the deadline before, right? Those were all fourth round.
I don't think so. I think a fourth for Ajayi, fourth for Quinn, fourth for Avery.
Like it seems like this is the highest level asset that Howie has given up at the trade deadline these last few years. And that feels notable to me, if nothing else, that this feels like to Howie, they went out and spent for a guy, you know? And I think, look, the Robert Quinn thing didn't work out, but you could point to, look, he never played well again. You know, he was at 34. He had that amazing year the year before and then just kind of fell off a cliff. You know, with Phillips, if he stays healthy, he's 26 years old. He's coming into a system that he's played in before with a coach he's played for before. You know, you have to assume that at least from a fitting a guy into what you do situation, this is about as easy a fit, Tucker, in terms of, I think the biggest concern people have with trades at the trade deadline is just the history of the last years. Other than the Ajayi trade, none of them have really worked. I think Golden Tate caught a touchdown in a playoff game, but you know, on the whole, none of the trades that he's made, these fourth round pick type trades, the higher end type deals where you're bringing in somebody who expect to help the team, none of them have worked out. So I think there's a bit of we kind of go into this a little leery of it actually working. But as far as, and I think there's reasons for it. I think it's hard to, you know, switch systems, to bring guys in. We saw with John Dotson last year at the beginning of the year, it's hard to just fit in and you know, on the fly move. I would think an edge rusher who's played for Vic Fangio before, it feels like about as seamless as you could hope it could be.
Did you know John Dotson averaged more catches per game last year than he does this year? Fun fact for you.
Is it fun? It's fun.
It's not fun, but like, I think
certainly
it's
not fun for John Dotson.
Especially, I just think it's interesting as we talk about him improving in year two.
No, you're right, his numbers are about the same.
But you're right. Like, to me, I think the biggest interesting thing with Jalen Phillips is not only the cost, but like, what does it mean for him moving forward? Because now it's a pretty crowded.
And it's a rental. We should have said at the beginning, it's a good point. For those who don't know, Jalen Phillips is a free agent at the end of this year. So like, how he's giving up a third round pick for a rental, like they might sign him if he's good and all that, mm-hmm. obviously, but it's a steep price for a guy who's not signed past the season.
No. And it's something that Howie's done before, right? Like it was a big staple of him maybe 5-6 years ago where he would trade for guys, give up day two picks for someone like Tim Jernigan or Ronald Darby, who they also gave up Jordan Matthews to. But
yeah,
that was a big thing. It was well. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get guys on the last year of their rookie deal, lock them down long-term. You know, when a team maybe wasn't really interested in signing them long-term, like that was something he did quite a bit. And Jalen Phillips kind of fits that role.
Totally.
Just it's midseason and not training camp or offseason or whatever it is. So I look at it as maybe that's kind of the motivation in giving up a third instead of a fourth or a fifth.
There's the potential for him to be here long term.
Or he's a guy who's had, you know, two pretty devastating season ending injuries, right? Like he had a torn ACL. He had a torn Achilles the year before that. He's been productive when he's been on the field, but those are big time injuries.
Yeah.
And he's coming into a situation where you mentioned like, the Eagles haven't had a ton of success with getting difference makers midseason.
I feel like the only one where we could say like that was a truly meaningful addition that really helped the team in a big way.
Yeah, no, totally. So I just, once the whole Howie season kind of thing wore off and out of the excitement and you start looking in a little bit deeper, I find it interesting. And Elliot had a great tweet earlier where, is this probably paying too much for a rental? Probably. But you know what? Like, the Eagles have the draft picks. The Eagles are rich.
They still have two other thirds.
The Eagles can afford it. Like the Eagles can afford
to
give up a third when other teams are only offering fours and fives because they have that draft capital. They've saved. They've put themselves in this situation where they can overpay if they feel like a guy's a difference right now between, you know, getting
potentially winning a Super Bowl
early in the playoffs or going deep into February.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. Kid's only 26 years old, so there's still the hope that he's entering his physical prime. Obviously, again, it's the two injuries. Those are big injuries. The Achilles especially, you know, we know how that can derail careers for certain guys at certain positions and stuff. But obviously we have a guy here in Brandon Graham who late in his career tore his Achilles and was able to come back and be really good after. So we've seen firsthand that, you know, you can respond from that at that position and come back. And yeah, I think it's a fascinating thought to think about. the long term, whether Jalen Phillips could potentially play his way into a contract here. If nothing else, you know, you're getting a motivated player. I mean, this is a contract year push for this guy coming into a spot where he just saw Josh Sweat and Milton Williams and all these guys get paid in this defense. You know, this is a real opportunity for Jalen Phillips as well as it is an upgrade for the Eagles. And again, I do go back to the point you made about, I do think it says something that how he's giving up a third round pick here. Like they have it, but how he's never given up a third round pick at the deadline. It's a valuable pick, even though they have the picks. All these other trades he's made have been fifth, sixth, seventh round type picks. Like this is a notable upgrade from a compensation that Howie's willing to give up for this guy, which tells me that they really wanted him. You know, it tells me they wanted this guy and they targeted this guy and Vic wants him and Howie wants him. And I think that's exciting because again, it is a clear position of need. And now you look at, we talked a lot yesterday in the pod with the Jai Alexander, Michael Carter's kind of dart throws and you know, all the trades Howie's made, Fred Johnson, Tank Bigsby, it's like upgrading the depth on the team more than the starting lineup. It's kind of, you know, making the team just fuller and better and prepared for more eventualities. This Phillips one is one that it's the only one where you're trading for a clear, like, all right, this guy's going to play. He is going to start, you know, him and, you know, I'm Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, the three of them will be the top snap getters at edge rusher. I don't know how it'll play out. We'll see. They'll rotate him, but he is a starter, so to speak, that they're trading for here. But as a result, it also does increase the depth there. And all of a sudden by adding Jalen Phillips and Brandon Graham to the spot on the team that we had felt prior to those moves was the weakest part of the team from a depth perspective, the edge rusher spot, obviously good in the middle, but the edge rusher spot so weak, especially with Nolan Smith going down. All of a sudden, now you got Brandon Graham coming in, you got Nolan Smith coming back from injury, and you're adding Jalen Phillips. It is like a marked difference in the edge rusher position from playing your last game, coming back after the bye week, and what you're going to have out there. It's massive.
Yeah, and I mean, I would be cautious to say, like, even when those guys have been healthy this year, they haven't necessarily produced, right?
Like, yeah, they only have, like, his first good game of the year last year.
Right, they have, like, what, like, four sacks from edge rushers this year? So, like, it could be just a crowded room with not anyone necessarily standing out. But, yeah, I mean, if those guys are playing well, like, you look at someone like Brandon Graham and kind of what is his role necessarily, right? Because he's not someone that's going to be playing special teams, but, like, he's not getting snaps over Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith, who are going to be the starters. You're obviously bringing in Jalen Phillips, who probably by the end of the season will be getting snaps over Jalix Hunt. Like I imagine, you know, first playoff game is going to be him and Nolan Smith if everyone's healthy on the edge with Jalix Hunt and BG and maybe Josh Uche as kind of the next three guys in the rotation. But yeah, I mean, you've now essentially built mid-season, like on the fly, you've built an edge rushing room where you have the depth that you've had in years previous when you've been successful. Now, I don't think they're going to go out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Out and have, you know, 70 sacks like they did in 2022, or have the kind of success they had in the playoffs last year against Mahomes. I still think this is a step down from those elite groups. But the fact that you have that depth now and you can rotate in waves, I think is a huge improvement over what you've had.
Yeah, it's massive. It's massive. And again, we know that, you know, the Eagles are built The Inside Out. I mean, it's almost a cliche because we've talked about it so much over the years, but that's the reason they've been such a good team for the last decade. That's the reason we've won two Super Bowls and been to three, is the fact that they prioritize those lines. And it did feel very un-Eagles like this year heading into the season with the line and the way the guys they were counting on. And Josh Uche is now the fifth edge rusher. He was the third edge rusher. You know, like, that was a guy they paid less than $1 million, like $1 million to come in this year and just a flyer. So yeah, no, it's massive. And then when you couple it with the additions at cornerback and, you know, the health on offense, where, you know, Landon Dickerson looks like he's getting back into form. Juergens, I think, is the biggest question mark now, but Toth coming off a good game at center, you know, you start to feel like, and look, obviously the bye week itself, you know, everything worked out the Eagles way. Eagles come out of it the one seed. They didn't enter it the one seed, and you're getting healthy. The trades, how he's made, it really does. And Elliot talked about in the last pod where it really feels like it's go time. It feels like this team is set up to come out of the bye and go on a run, and all the pieces are there.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
I can't believe we're sitting here when it feels like 3 weeks ago we were sitting here and people were talking about, like, are they going to make the freaking playoffs, Tucker?
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing how everything's turned in a couple of weeks. So just like, this is kind of what this team has done in the years they've been really good. Like, they did it last year. They did it in 2017, right? After the whole, you know, 61-yard field goal against the Giants, and they kind of went on that run. And even the Wentz-Foles thing at the end of the season, they flipped a switch when the playoffs happened. It's just crazy how quickly things change and how quickly a day like yesterday, where the Eagles didn't play and all of a sudden they're, you know, in the top spot in the NFC. Like, you went from being fourth among division winners to, oh man, the Packers lost as double digit favorites at home against the Carolina Panthers. Oh, the Vikings lost. The Vikings won. They beat the Lions. Like, the fact that all these teams that were ahead of you that, you know, were seen as invincible, also dropped a game the way the Eagles lost to, you know, the Giants or even the Broncos, which that loss does look better now, I think.
Yeah, Broncos 7-2, yeah.
Than it did at the time. But, I mean, the NFC is wide open. And Ray Dinger said it on the morning show today. Like, I don't know the last time the NFL has been this wide open in general.
I feel the same way.
Joe Giglio texted me last night. You know, the Chiefs are still the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl?
What are they, 5-4?
They're not even in a playoff spot.
Yeah, they're 5-4.
If the season ended today, they wouldn't even make the postseason.
That is unbelievable.
And they're the betting favorite.
That, like, is an amazing factoid, right?
Like, that's so crazy.
That is, honestly, I wonder if halfway through the season that's ever happened before. I would doubt that.
That was the impetus of his text. Was, I wonder if heading into week 10, this has ever been a thing.
I can't imagine it.
But, like, it's just, it's so crazy. And, you know, some of these teams that have been upstarts, I'm sure will falter. Like, the Colts have been great. Are they going to be that great?
Daniel Jones look more like Daniel Jones.
Are they going to be an 11-6 win team instead of a 14-3 team? Probably. But yeah, I think what Howie Roseman's done kind of shows what the Eagles think about the rest of the NFC, because there have been years where they didn't necessarily make a deal at the deadline, where they were like, hey, like, we think we're good, but we're going to hold off. Like, I think this year they realized that, hey, we may not be exactly where we want to be or as good as we were in years past, but you kind of look at the way things are lining up and we have a damn good shot at, you know, going deep in the postseason if we fix a couple of our faults.
Totally agree with you. I think Howie is telling you how he feels about their chances, and he's been doing it all season long. Like, he is saying, we can win. I'm going to do everything I can in my power while I still can before the trade deadline to add pieces. And again, it has been pretty remarkable. I mean, what, 6 or 7 trades we've talked about that Howie's made this season? I mean, he's definitely never done that before. Like, I definitely don't remember how he just trade. I mean, Tank Bigsby, Fred Johnson, Michael Carter, Jair Alexander, Jalen Phillips. There's another I'm missing. Like, he is just, Jacorian Bennett. Like, just trade after trade. Yeah. It is very clear that Howie knew the roster from a depth perspective wasn't good enough. And even not just depth, Jalen Phillips. Like, he's like, I'm going to add. We got a chance to go back-to-back here. And it's wide open, and it really is. And the way it plays out for the Eagles too, having the Packers and Lions the next 2 weeks, I mean, you really set up where, other than Seattle, the Eagles will face every other team that they're competing with for the top of the NFC. You know what I mean? Like, and I know the tiebreaker with the Packers doesn't matter as much because of the tie, but like they have a chance to beat all these teams and to have those tiebreakers and have that head-to-head win and you know, record advantage going in. So yeah, they are really set up, man. It's really, it's a whole different world than it was 3 weeks ago. It's really exciting.
It is. And as much as we talk about how things have changed the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, if you include the last two games in the bye, like we can feel the same way going into Dallas in a couple weeks. Like if they run the table the next 3 weeks, if you beat you know, Green Bay on Monday night, if you come back and you beat the Lions at home, and then as much as I want to think the NFC East is over, which I don't know if you saw the midday show already declared the NFC East.
Oh, Joe Giglio's doing that. I'm shocked. Joe never does stuff.
No,
like
they
that.
Tweeted out a graphic. Congratulations to the 2025.
Why tempt fate? Why?
I don't know. But like, if they beat the Cowboys,
you feel good about it.
You feel pretty good.
They're in damn good shape.
They're the only team above 500 in their division.
Yes, and by multiple games. And Washington, I think we could say, is not winning the division. So
no, not if Mariota's starting the next like 5 or 6 weeks. I don't think we'll see JD Daniels.
They were bad to begin with. So yeah, let's put it this way: nor should we, if Washington's smart, put that kid on ice for the rest of the year. All right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe don't build an old team and then keep them all together because you think you're getting better.
Yes, and then also don't tell your quarterback, sure, just run and throw your body around wherever you want. You're like, your quarterback doesn't squat 600 pounds. All right. Like our quarterback protects his body and is smart about getting hits and he can handle it. Like Jaden Daniels is frail, man. Like every time he gets hit, I'm like, did that break him? And it's turning out this year that things are breaking him.
Apparently. Yeah. The answer is yes. But yeah, I mean, you just look the way the Eagles are set up currently in the NFC East. Like I said, I don't want to be like Joe Giglio. But I mean, just good advice, but you feel really good about where they'll end up. And like, it is crowded at the top, like between the 5-2 loss teams currently in the, like you could end up where you do win the division, but you're the 4 seed, sure, just because of the way things shake out. But,
and everyone else has an easier schedule than you.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately you have to go through all these other guys, but yeah, I mean, the way the Eagles have everything set up right now compared to where they were 3 weeks ago, I don't think you could have envisioned a better scenario.
No, it's really come around and it's pretty thrilling. And this Jalen Phillips move is a nice little cherry on top to kind of go out for the second half of the season and make a run. We feel pretty confident how he's done. I mean, obviously it's impossible to say with how active he's been.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't
do you
think
there's
we'll be
another
pod here. We'll see.
Hole for him to fill?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sure. Offensive line depth, like a backup guard or something.
If he gets like a backup interior lineman or something,
those
maybe,
are hard
but
to find at the deadline, though. And I feel like teams always need linemen.
My other thought is if you were to add like the idea that Myles Garrett was like the big fish, right, that they were rumored to be interested in, whatever.
I think this tells you they're not trying.
I don't think
Myles
you give
Garrett
up a third for Jalen Phillips and then go out and get someone who, Supplants him at the
Miles
top of
Garrett,
the top of
so
the depth chart. So
I agree with you.
I think this is probably their headlining move. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Again, I Howie did more than I expected coming into the deadline. You know, he made a real move. He gave up a third, and then he went and got some flyers at cornerback. Like, good job, Howie.
Yeah, I think it's a situation where you don't get a lot of difference makers in the NFL midseason, and the Eagles have a chance to get two of them. They might both suck. Like, that certainly is a possibility.
Totally,
but they took a couple lottery tickets, and I don't know if you're going to find a better pass rusher than a guy who's 26 years old and has a couple like 8 sack seasons on his resume.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Full agreement. All right. Wednesday night, 6-8 from Chicky and Pete's, Elliot and I with Ray Didinger. No big deal. Just hanging out, you know. Tucker, will you be there hanging out?
I will be there.
Okay. Tucker will be there. Come hang out with us, obviously, but also check us out. It'll be on YouTube, I believe, right?
Yeah, we'll live stream it.
We'll live stream it, so check that out. And then obviously in the feed and all that, and then Elliot will be back. We'll get the pod done, all that good stuff. All right. I didn't think of a final thought because I wasn't planning on recording today, kind of during the show it happened. Oh. Do you have a final thought for James?
I do.
Oh, good. All right, go ahead.
So it's more of a story than a final thought, it's been stuck with me for a while.
Yes, please.
So a couple weeks ago, I went to the movies. I saw one battle after another. I texted you about it.
Yep.
I shaved that day. So I thought, like, I don't know how old you think I look. I tend to think I look younger than I am.
A little younger than, yeah. Well, you're 31 or 30?
I'm 30.
Okay, yeah. I would guess you look like 25 or something.
Yeah, and like I shaved that day. So like I thought I was looking younger. And I even said to Mary before I left, I looked in the mirror. I'm like, I look pretty young today. Haha. So I go to the movies. I get in line. I get up to the front to get my popcorn. And the kid who's like in high school, like, looks up to me and goes, whoa. I was like, oh, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, you look exactly like my girlfriend's dad.
What?
I was like, oh.
Wow. Welcome aboard, buddy.
Okay.
Welcome.
I didn't even know what to say. And I think I had like a Philly shirt on. He's like, oh yeah, Philly's lost. That sucks, right? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I have nothing to say to you after you, like, I wanted to ask, like, I don't think you can ask for a picture of the man.
No, but that's pretty great.
I just couldn't believe that was the first thing where I was like, yeah, there's some 55-year-old man like just running around out there and looks just like me.
Love it.
So that was unfortunate.
Now you just have to keep your eyes peeled and hope that you see him.
Yeah. And luckily that movie was so good, I forgot about it for a while.
See, there you go. Just came back.
Just
go see One Battle After Another. That's the final thought. All right. And also, shout out to Halloween. What a great holiday. When you have a kid, it's you forget.
So do both of you like go with your daughter trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
You don't get like trick-or-treaters at your house?
No, we drove out to Doylestown to go to like my mom's like neighborhood and did the whole thing. Yeah, more candy than you could ever imagine. So you had like a sack of candy. It was unbelievable.
Mary likes counting the trick-or-treaters we had to come to our house.
Yeah. So that's fun.
We had exactly 100.
Wow, that's a lot. That's good. Yeah, exactly. Wow, what are the odds on that?
Yeah, I don't know how
fudged a little bit there.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know.
We were at 97 and then like three kids knocked on the door, like way too late to be doing it. Like everyone else had gone to sleep. So who knows?
Who knows? They knew you were needed three more for 100 and they made it happen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Love it. All right. Wednesday night, we'll have pods. Elliot will be back. By the way, hilarious. The biggest trade deadline Howie's had in years. Trades everywhere. And our beat reporters in London. It's too good. I love it. It's so funny. Happy birthday, pal.
He was so worried when he left.
I know.
And I was like, no, man, there's no way.
It's like, of course. It's so funny. We love you, pal. He'll be back. We'll react to it. I'll get his thoughts. Until then, he's Tucker. I'm James.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.